Thomas C. McKnight, Jr., dictating the Neurological Progress Report on patient Mary Kay Downs, D-O-W-N-E-S. This follows a transcribed letterhead of February 5, 2025. I'll put the data in now. Her address is 555 Val Ambrosia Avenue, number 3, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-893-1680. ID is triple X, chest, double X, chest, 865. Date of birth is 11-6-1952. This is a 68-year-old single retired woman. Insurance is Medicare/UnitedHealthcare. Pharmacy is Chico Pharmacy, 530-343-4440. It's addressed to Dr. Julie Archer, M.D., 1645 Esplanade, Suite Number 1. Chico, California, 95926-3312. Phone is 896-0386. Fax 530-896-0389. Attention, Harlan Monahan, M-O-N-A-H-A-N-P-A. Clinical indication. Recent development of increased tremor, slight tendency towards micrographia. Subparagraph, Parkinsonism's symptoms treated with carbidopa levodopa. Next paragraph, history of retroorbital meningioma. Next paragraph, psychiatric treatment for chronic affective disorder, quote, history of possible schizoaffective disorder, end quote. Currently on methylphenidate and lamotrigine. Comorbid medical problems, hypothyroidism, dash treated GERD, dash treated diabetes, dash dysomnia treated. Comorbid psychiatric problems, schizophrenia / schizoaffective disorder. Current medications. Atorvastatin 20 milligrams, melatonin HS, clozapine 50 milligrams, 1.5 BID, clonazepam 0.5 BID, lamotrigine 200 BID, Lexapro 10 milligrams daily, donepezil, a total of 10 milligrams daily, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, Lomotil once or twice daily, carbidopa levodopa 25-100 up to 4 times per day, memantine 5 milligrams twice a day, gastrointestinal absorptive agent. Dear Dr. Archer and professional colleagues, Mary Kay Downs was seen today for neurological reevaluation and follow-up. Complaining of symptoms of neck pain, dash a severe neck problem, requesting refills of her donepezil, and cinnamon. paragraph. Her computerized medication list from the pharmacy and the internet was obtained and reviewed today. Her records indicate that she has more than 600 written prescriptions. Subparagraph, her prescription list probably should be reviewed with the non-active medicines deleted to reduce any potential confusion. New paragraph, medications indicated on her medication list not necessarily reported as active included clonazepam 0.5 milligrams, Jardiance 25 milligrams, Famotidine 40 milligrams, Omeprazole 40 milligrams, Amalog injection, bupropion 300 milligrams extended release, Jardiance 25 milligrams, Lamotrigine 200 milligrams, Basaglar injection 100 units, Metformin, 1,000 milligrams. Omega-3 acids, levetiracetam 250 milligrams, Ozempic injection 2 milligrams, albuterol inhaler, azithromycin, BD pen needle, bupropion, clozapine, hydrocodone/APAP, levothyroxine 125 microgram tablets. Donepezil 5 milligram. Escitalopram 20 milligrams. New paragraph. Today, I have at her request, I have refilled her donepezil 10 milligram tablets, the carbidopa levodopa 25-100. I'm sorry, it should be the donepezil 5 milligram tablets and the carbidopa levodopa 25-100 to take twice a day for tremor. Paragraph. Her dementia evaluation. Revealed a meningioma in the medial aspect of the middle cranial fossa, which was stable in serial imaging in 2023. laboratory testing, new paragraph for diagnostic electroencephalogram in October of 2024. Showed a spike in polyspike and wave activity with a right frontotemporal focus spreading to the left. Isolated left frontotemporal isolated spikes were also seen. With a prolonged duration on one occasion of for 14 minutes. Consistent with electrographic seizures. She was subsequently initiated on anticonvulsant medication, which she has continued with good benefit by her report. New paragraph. Her latest laboratory studies from October 2025 reviewed showed an elevated Quest AD detect APOE isoform E3/E4, an Alzheimer's risk marker, her random glucose was elevated at 155. The beta amyloid 42/40 ratio in the plasma was abnormal, and a value of 0.153, which is an intermediate Alzheimer's risk. Serum lamotrigine level was in the therapeutic range at 10.6. The Alzheimer's detect PTAU217 plasma level was normal. New paragraph, the results of her dementia testing was reviewed with her today. New paragraph, she appears to be a candidate for an amyloid PET CT imaging study to exclude cerebral amyloid plaque, an indication of underlying Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph, Aricept and Cinemet have been refilled. New paragraph, we've scheduled her for a follow-up reevaluation with the results of her testing. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report then, signed with my professional signature.